Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's back. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Settle down now. Founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC, author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, also capitalizing on being woman-owned. She's a very prolific writer and thinker. And we love having her on the show. For the last 14 years, we got her right out of high school. Janet, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Janet, as always. So, Janet, I love that you're going to talk about how to be healthier. And I've become a little bit of a poster child for this, because I've been working on that myself. As I've gotten older, I've thought, okay, I don't know how many more years I got, but I want to make them good ones, right? And health is a big deal, obviously. No, that's a duh moment. But what do we got to do to help our employees become healthier?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize that them being healthy is important, not only socially, social obligation that mm-hmm. you don't make your employees unhealthy, but also productivity. I mean, mm-hmm. if we will maintain our computer systems and our HVA systems and in a manufacturing plant, the equipment, why wouldn't you help your employees maintain themselves?
See, this is what I talk about when I talk about trust. I point out that trust is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice. It's a business best practice. So what you're saying is helping your employees be healthier is not only the right thing to do, it's a business best practice, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. Because if an employee is out sick, you have to do something different, just like if a machine had broken down. And I don't mean to say that people are machines, but they are part of your production.
They're levers. We leverage them.
Yes. And whether you have somebody on a manufacturing line or you have somebody at a desk or you have somebody out selling, whatever, they are part of your production and what mm-hmm. you do. And then when, as an employer, you are somewhat responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
We can ignore this if we can try to ignore it. But when you hire somebody, you sort of adopt them.
In small business, there's no question about that.
Right, and that's sometimes why people want to work for a small business, because
it is.
It seems more like a family.
We basically adopt our employees. I mean, every employee I've ever had, I've felt they were like a child of mine. You know what I mean? I didn't treat them like children, but in a way, I thought of them that way, and I cared about them that way. And every small business owner I know feels that way. When we have to let someone go, whether it's for cause or not, it's one of the most distressing times in our lives.
And that's part of how it operates. That's what makes it work. That's what makes it a value to us. That's what mm-hmm. makes it important.
So you brought up a good point a minute ago that I want to make sure we stipulate. All right, folks, we're stipulating that you're not doing anything that hurts your employees. There's not an unhealthy environment. You're not allowing them to do things that are unsafe without proper precautions and things like that. We're stipulating that. What you're really talking about now are just the human things, trying to help people make sure that they get their medicine, that they get to the doctor if they need to, but also make sure that maybe, how about this? This is where it gets a little tricky, Janet. Lifestyle, overeating, being overweight, smoking, alcohol, things like that. Those are things that are a little trickier because now we're meddling a little bit, right?
Well, it does get very tricky, and this is where you might need a partner, because you might not want to be the one that tells them they shouldn't be doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing some of the studies that I do, one of the studies that I've done several times in different counties is a health assessment, assessment mm-hmm. of the health and well-being and fitness of a county and the citizens of that county. So, of course, you get into the business world, too. But in doing those studies, I have found out that a lot of healthcare providers, whether it's a local doctor's office, primary care, family doctor, or a hospital system, or maybe an urgent care or convenience care, and now we hear about the boutique doctors,
mm-hmm.
those people will partner with businesses, especially small businesses, because a lot of times they are a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So they will partner to come to your site and do screenings, or to let maybe give you a discount if all your employees get their health, their normal primary care, family medicine type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the screenings for blood pressure and vaccines and things like that, they'll
right.
partner with them and give them discounts then, or give you a discount. They will come to the site. Some people go so far as to have a nurse practitioner on site, or
mm-hmm.
a nurse, and those people do the screenings. Large companies even sometimes will have a doctor come in.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be the one that tells them that they're... That
you
they
could just
have
be the one who
lifestyle.
Pays for that, who pays for that. You could be...
Right.
Because... And I'm honest... Go ahead.
Sometimes you don't even have to pay. I mean,
right.
it might be that, because all states have different rules for their health department.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that the health department would come in and do it at no cost.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And sometimes even hospitals will, because it's a very good recruiting tool for them
mm-hmm.
to get new. You know, I got the marketers always working in me. So hospitals
mm-hmm.
or healthcare systems will come in and do screenings for you, because that's the best, one of the best ways for them to get people to then choose them for their health care.
Mm-hmm. Janet, when we come back, I'm going to do something that I haven't done yet in the months that I've been working on my own health. I have not really talked about it much on the show. And I'm going to reveal a little bit about what's been going on and when we come back. And I think it'll fit perfectly with your idea of screening. I think would be a good idea. So we'll talk about that. Jenna, I need your website one more time, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverageanddevelopment.com is the book. Jenna Christie is our guest. And that's Christie with a CH, by the way. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.